This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time this gentleman was on my show was back in February of this year. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp, the trade on the OTCQB, under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the CEO and chairman of the board, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's so nice to talk with you.
Yeah, I mean, you put out a press release. I was really shocked to see this, and I'm thinking, well, what the heck is Bob doing now? So can you tell us about the press release you put out a couple of days ago about a recent third-party restructuring for U.S. Nuclear?
I sure will. Yeah, it comes across, it sounds a little confusing, but we'll handle that here today. So the main thing is that Cali from above has been a subsidiary inside U.S. Nuclear Corp, a public company.
Okay.
And now we moved it to a different public company. Now it's inside Averox, Inc., which is also a public company.
Okay. And what's that ticker? And what's that ticker symbol?
Oh, AVRI.
Okay. Avery. Gotcha.
And so that's what happened.
All right. Did they give you any cash, or is it just a straight stock offering?
So the it was a little confusing how it went. So I personally bought Cali from above from U.S. Nuclear.
Got it.
And then I sold it to Averox.
Right.
The reason is that, U.S. Nuclear, I love the company, and it's my life's work, but it's a little bit of a conglomerate sometimes.
Yes, yep.
And so, but some, drones are going to be very big, very, very big. There will be trillions of them in the world.
Yeah.
In just a few years. And, motorcycles, how big is that industry? Well, drones is going to be bigger as far as number of drones, for sure.
And I believe that.
Maybe even the same, bigger in money, too. So, and it's new, and we're, Cali from above is part of that. If somebody wants to make an investment in the drone industry, then they can jump into Averox, which, and Cali is going to be within that, or is now within that entity. They can make a pure play for the drone industry.
Gotcha. Now, bring us up to speed, because we haven't talked about that in a little while, Bob. Are you guys manufacturing your drones? And I know your drones are for me, pretty expensive. I can't afford a $100,000 drone, or I get divorced tomorrow. My wife found out about one of those. And so anyway, bring us how's that playing out? Are you guys manufacturing that in Orange County? Because I know you guys make drones.
So. We don't actually make the drones ourselves.
Okay.
What we do is we have a drone dealership. We help people find which drones are going to be the best for them, and then recommend them and sell them. We also we make what we call scientific payloads to go on the drones, because normally you put up your drone, you want to see what's going on, okay? And maybe you can hear it. Maybe it has a microphone built in. Maybe it has a dark filter so it can see, if there's a tiger in the bushes or whatever.
Yep.
So what we do is we make it into a fully instrumented drone. In addition to the cameras, we also put in chemical sniffers.
Right, the sensors and everything.
Yeah, see if it's smoky or see if there's a, if you have a train rolled over, which happens sometimes. See,
yeah.
What dangerous chemicals are coming out of it. And so we can also see radioactivity. So we make the what we call the scientific payload.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, how does this benefit your new drone company spinoff?
Yeah. So being within U.S. Nuclear, we're very proud of them, and we're funding their growth. But when we make, now that we've made this a pure play opportunity for people to invest into Avarox Inc., Cali from above, then so we think that there'll be big investment in there, and we'll be able to, Cali from above will be able to grow fast like it sort of deserves to do and become very big. That's how Cali from above benefits.
Do you have revenues from that, or are you guys going to be generating revenues? Can you give us any kind of landscape on that?
Sure. So, as you point out, some of the drones are over 100,000. And one of the reasons is they're not toys, and they have to be able to run in different kinds of weather and go for a long time, and we want them to be able to be instrumented, and that's a payload weight. And I don't know if you know, but drones, some of the drones will only fly for, 20 minutes before they need new batteries or something.
Right, right.
So the drones that we're offering have a considerably longer flight time, and they're built to hold the weight of these extra sensors.
Have you guys ever thought about manufacturing your own drones in-house?
Yes, I've thought about it, but don't want to do it.
Okay.
The thing is that first of all, it's not my particular expertise, but the other thing is, there's so many smart inventors out there and doing different clever software, making drones that will stay up longer, or more weather tight, protecting them from running into tree branches, all this kind of stuff. What it is, if you're jumping into a field that's changing so quickly, then you may have something that's better than anybody else for 5 minutes, and then somebody else halfway around the world will invent something that's better than it. So it's not a poor man's game. It's a rich man's game.
How does this benefit U.S. Nuclear?
Well, surprisingly, and even though I said that sold Avarox through me, Cali from above through me to Avarox, we don't lose anything at all. U.S. Nuclear retains 65 million shares of Avarox, and that's 26%. And if Avarox grows quickly like we think it will, then we'll have 65 million shares of a fast-growing company rather than there being inside U.S. Nuclear in a slow-growth situation. And another thing is that Cali from above and U.S. Nuclear have signed an agreement making U.S. Nuclear the sole source of all drones, accessories, scientific payloads, and software that they sell. They also do services, which were U.S. Nuclear is not part of that. So what that means is that the U.S. Nuclear is a manufacturer. U.S. Nuclear is can make a scientific, highly engineered items work together. So Cali from above, when they get some interest, they will tell U.S. Nuclear, and U.S. Nuclear will buy the necessary items, customize them, and then sell them to Cali from above, which will then retail them to the customer. So the revenue, if we sell a $150,000 drone, if Cali from above gets an order for that drone, U.S. Nuclear will buy it and then sell it to Cali, and then Cali will sell it to the customer. So we haven't, so it will show up on our books as part of our gross revenue, and it will show up, I say, our U.S. Nuclear's books.
Right, right, right. I knew that.
Also yeah. show up in Cali from above's revenue. So,
which is ticker symbol AVRI?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Bob, it's like I said, I've been following your company for a long, long time, and it looks like there's a lot of things happening. I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was United Airlines is going to start having taxi drones or taxi helicopters for consumers starting in the next 2 years. Did you see that?
No, that's fantastic. Okay. Yeah. I'd be glad to be part of that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And so, it goes right with your story. Like you said, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of some sort of drones, picking people up, picking packages up, dropping packages off in your front lawn, and it's going to be very interesting. So I think you're in a very sweet spot with the drone thing. You might want to think about expanding that to doing other services. My guest today is Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. Look them up. You can find them under the OTCQB, under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, I got 30 seconds left. Going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Well, I'd like them to understand that even though it sounded like we gave away an important asset, U.S. Nuclear came out ahead because now we own a big part of Cali from above that's going to be growing very quickly, we think. And we still have the revenue as part of our revenue stream. So we think we did good by rearranging things, and we didn't no losers, only winners here.
Yeah, it sounds like you made a win-win situation for both parties.
That's my message, yeah.
All right, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 30 to 40 days and give us an update of what's going on with U.S. Nuclear Corp. Again, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.